this is our last sit. So we're going to go into the intuitional body and then save a little bit of time to touch into the causal bodies as a whole. And then we'll have some time to talk about what our experience was like at the last sitting together. All right, so we'll just begin. Noticing that we're here, this kind of arriving in this moment in time, learning to appreciate this sense of, oh, I'm here doing this. And letting go of any kind of leaning into the future or still hanging on to the past. We sometimes have to remind ourselves of this over and over and over again, because our habit energy, not us individually, but the habit of our grasping mind, is to lean into expectations, lean into what it thinks it's gonna get. And it kind of sets us up for disappointment if it doesn't happen that way. So just steadying ourselves with this kind of vow and this intention to just be here and now with whatever arises, however it arises, it's okay. We're just practicing being available, listening and communing with the body on the body's terms, not our terms. Just getting to know what it means to be human. And so inclining our attention towards the heaviness of the body, noticing how just the inclination towards this word heaviness of the body automatically allows the body to respond with a kind of pulling down into the earth, a sinking into the earth. We can notice it in the lower portion. This is the physical body now, knowing that you are inviting its presence simply by turning to the earth elements, the qualities of earth element. It's this knowing that the physical body is present by inclining towards heaviness, inclining towards the sense of hardness and relative steady of the stillness of the body itself. You can check it out by inviting the physical body to come into the foreground of your consciousness. May I know the physical body. You can get a sense that what you feel is just an enhancement of what you are already aware of. This grounded, relative steadiness of the earth. This is what I mean by the more you practice, the more you get a ordinary understanding of something that can seem so mystical, but it's not. It's just this getting to know the language of your body and the language of consciousness. Keeping our attention on this relative steadiness of the body, this grounded stillness, non-moving. And then noticing the arising of movement so that we can feel into the vital body. Noticing the breath, this prana body. And it's like we're contemplating, recognizing, becoming aware of the aliveness of the physical body. It's not just the physical body, but this physical body is alive. And that's what we're beginning to shift our object to, this aliveness. And inviting the vital body to be known. We can sense that the body responds, our consciousness responds, and we can know the vital body as a distinct and separate understanding. Sense into our aliveness, our vitality. Maybe we feel tingling, greater movement. We may not feel very vital right now, not have big energy, but there's a knowing that this vitality, this aliveness is big. There's a knowing capacity that this sense of aliveness, this knowing that we are alive, is what is so big. Not how big our energy level is, but the knowing as we sit here that there's aliveness. Just take it a moment to feel into this vital body. If it's still grounded in the physical body, then just ask a couple of times, may I know the vital body? And in this awareness, you can see, you can realize or recognize, whatever the word is, this knowing that emotions are part of this. Every time we come to the vital body, we can begin to get a stronger sense that emotional energy is part of energy and it fuels our world. So then we can just slightly incline our attention towards the emotional body. May the emotional body be known. The body that holds all that emotion. Just a touch into this body. Just to remind us that our emotions are not something that happened to us, but they're held. They're a natural part of being human. Getting a sense of the emotional body that holds emotions. No need to rush it, push it, just sitting here waiting, being available. Maybe there's emotions present, maybe not. Just this acknowledgement. And then gradually inclining or turning our attention towards the energy that's underneath emotions. There's energy connected to these emotions, any emotion, the body itself. In order to generate emotion, needs energy. And so we're gradually inclining the mind back towards energy. And feeling the sense of the vital body and the energy that flows through it. May I know the vital body. May the vital body come into the foreground of my awareness. Feeling into it, feeling the energy, allowing that understanding, that awareness of maybe tingling or vibration or however you experience energy. Don't have to rush it. You don't have to go anywhere with it. We're just resting in this awareness of energy. And then ever so slightly, we can open to the space around this energy, the subtler space. This energy is both coarse and it's subtle. And so we can just slightly incline towards the subtle aspect of this energy and shift our object to spaciousness. Inviting the etheric body to come into the foreground of our awareness. May I know the etheric body. You can sense the spaciousness of it, the stillness, a sense of quiet. Even though the same sounds exist, but there's a knowing of a level of quiet, of a level of spaciousness and stillness. So we're just resting here. Getting a feel. Trusting that what we feel right now is real for us. There's a felt sense that comes with quiet. There's a felt sense that comes with spaciousness and stillness. And we can feel that capacity as a consciousness. Or I guess I could say, we can feel the consciousness . It's hard to have words for these subtle bodies. But if we stay with this spaciousness, and for those that want to, we can take a moment to just connect with the astral body. We'll come back to the etheric body in a few minutes. You can stay with the etheric body, or you can just ever so lightly incline the mind into this spaciousness, into the stillness as an object, staying with it, and then invite the astral body to be known, to come into the foreground of your awareness. May I know the astral body. Patience. No pushing. You don't have to make it come. Just ask. May I know the astral body. And you might get a sense of lifting or a lightening. Some people say it feels like floating, but others see images. It's just recognizing that there's a physical body here sitting, and there's a level of consciousness that's not, that can move, that can create. And so we're just feeling into the felt sense of that, getting to know that felt sense. It may be very different than what it was this morning. No expectations. Just trusting your mantra. May I know the astral body. Being patient and allowing this intuitive knowing that's inherent in the subtle bodies. To help you see or know or trust that you are experiencing the astral body. It doesn't have to be some big felt experience of traveling around. It could just be a subtle shift of feeling like you're looking down. Like there's movement happening in the subtle experience. It's not as still as the etheric. It's more moving. staying grounded with my voice or with the felt sense of the body, but just beginning to get a taste of this capacity for consciousness to just move. And not have to force it to focus on one thing. That our awareness of the movement is stable. Can you get a sense of that? That you might notice movement happening, but your awareness is stable. Now gently inclining our mind towards spaciousness again. As we return to the etheric body, no rush, just this inclining towards spaciousness, inclining towards stillness. Beginning to get a sense of it, and then inviting the etheric body to come into the foreground of your awareness. May I know the etheric body. You might begin to feel subtleness in the lower half of the body. This sense of groundedness. You can stay with the spaciousness and the subtlety of it. But you might notice there's less movement, more stillness, more quiet. May I know this etheric body. It might be strange to feel so grounded and yet so spacious. But this is the nature of the etheric body. It grounds us in spaciousness. In stillness, and if you put your attention on that stillness and steady yourself in this sense of stillness and quiet, or just the stillness itself as the object. Just the stillness, you can invite the intuitional body to come into the foreground of your attention. May I know the intuitional body. Be patient. We'll find our way there. May I know the intuitional body. Some qualities of this intuitional body is a deeper sense of stillness, knowing. There's a knowingness that arises out of this body. It feels like you know, even though you don't know what you know, but there's a sense of knowing. This is where discernment lies. This is the aspect of our being that knows what is appropriate in the present moment and that speaks to us from this level of being, of consciousness. People describe it as having a greater sense of stability, of groundedness. It's like connecting our core to the earth. In this body, this intuitional body, we can understand things like well-being that includes non-well-being. We understand metta. We understand compassion. Stay with the felt sense of this intuitional body, this asking for the intuitional body to be known. It may fade away, and we're back in the etheric, but we can just ask. And it can come forward into our awareness. When I think of my inner core, my inner strength, this is what I've come to believe is connected to this intuitional body. My value systems, my intentions, the right intentions of to do no harm, to be as kind as I can, and to live in a world of restraint. They just seem to rise up in this level of being, this level of consciousness. of these subtle bodies are interconnected just like the manifest bodies. The wisdom of the intuitional body's knowledge, this knowingness, gets translated to us through the etheric body. That subtle knowing, intuitive knowing, that's part of the etheric body. And the etheric body then translates that into our manifest being. This astral body allows us to see beyond the limitations of just our manifest world, to experience humanness beyond just its physical form. You can feel the astral's movement in the intuitional body, the spaciousness, the stillness, the quiet. It's all intertwined together. They move together as one, even though we can highlight one at a time, but it's all subtle energies. It's all subtle aspects of knowing. So take some time now to just invite the etheric body to come forward in your awareness. Give it some time. Be patient. Sense into the steadiness or the stillness and the spaciousness, the quiet. You can invite the astral if you want and sense into that felt sense of movement. Or you can invite the intuitional body and feel this grounded, solid knowing, a deeper stillness, all subtle, all interconnected, all aspects of humanness, of ordinary humanness. Keep it soft and simple. Keep it slow and patient. The subtle bodies, they move in whispers, in words like slight inclination, softness, gentle. Kindness. These are how the subtle bodies move. They don't move with force. They don't come out with demands. They are the softer side of you, the tender side of you. This is your inner core. I believe this is why we have the capacity to liberate the mind. It's because of the connection between these subtle bodies, our manifest bodies, and the causal bodies. These subtle bodies translate ultimate reality into relative reality. So you can stay here. If you like, it's so peaceful here, still and quiet. There's no need to go any further. Those of you that are interested, we can explore the causal bodies just a little. They're not as manifestive as the subtle bodies, nor the manifest bodies. But we might be able to experience them a little. So we bring the intuitional body into the foreground of our attention. May I know the intuitional body. Giving it time, patience. And gradually we can feel a sense of deep stillness and steadiness. The intuitional body enjoys stillness. It feels most rested when it could feel the stillness. So if we take this stillness as our object, we can just sense into the stillness. And see if you can just relax and rest. Even if there's movement and sound, the subtle stillness is still there. And that's what we're tuning into. And then inclining our minds or consciousness, inclining towards the causal bodies. And we can begin by inviting the spiritual body to be known. May I know the spiritual body? May I know the spiritual body? You may or may not feel any change physically. The causal bodies are not like the other bodies. They're more towards understanding. In the spiritual body, we can get an understanding of the lawfulness of everything. This dualistic world we live in. It's an understanding that I live in a human realm, and with it comes the eight pairs. So there's stillness and movement. There's pain and pleasure, gain and loss. There's quiet and sound, all of it, any duality you can imagine. There's an understanding that this is the nature of this human realm. And as practitioners, our goal or our task is to learn to walk in that duality. We walk in the middle of that duality, and that's our practice. Not to make it one way or the other, but to walk in the middle of that duality. And know, discern, intuit the appropriate response in any given moment. Not from our past habits, but from the truth of the here and now. This is the understanding that begins to come from the spiritual body. And if we move further into the divine body and invite the divine body to come into the foreground of our consciousness, we can get a sense of the rightness of our being here. This is the understanding that Buddha came to when he touched the earth. He understood that he, as a person, as a human, as a man, as a being, he could awaken. He didn't need permission. He could awaken. It's that quality of understanding that the divine body, that level of consciousness, that we are not a mistake, that our presence here and now is important, there's a rightness to all of this as it is. And in all of this, there's a connection to the quality of an unconditional love, the capacity of it. Not love itself, but the understanding that, like the sun shines on everything, love also shines on everything. Not from me, but from the causal capacity in the universe. So preparing to leave, we can turn and bow to these causal bodies in this sense of understanding this ultimate reality, and turn our attention, incline this mind, this consciousness, towards stillness. Inviting the intuitional body to come into the foreground of our attention. Giving ourselves time to settle into this stillness, the subtle but deep stillness and knowingness. This aspect of subtlety that knows well-being, that includes non-well-being. And then from this depth of stillness and steadiness in the subtle realm of consciousness, we can also connect to this quiet spaciousness and inviting the etheric body to come into the foreground of our awareness. This etheric body, our embedded translator that translates all of the wisdom and knowing and intuitive understandings from the causals into the intuitional, and it translates that and supports and flows into the manifest body. It wraps us in this sense of protected awareness. This invitation to pause here with this etheric body. And then bowing to these subtle bodies with a degree of respect. Inclining our attention towards the energy that flows from the etheric body into the vital body that supports our ability to be with whatever shows up in the manifest world. We can begin to feel the aliveness of the body here and now. This bigger, grosser, coarser level of vitality and aliveness. Maybe you get a sense of your feet being grounded or your hands begin to tingle. Just inviting the vital body to come into the foreground of our awareness. Taking a moment to touch into the emotional body, just to see if there's any emotions that need to be acknowledged or noticed. There's this felt sense of the emotional body as a wide space. Like grandma's arms, big and holding. And when you're ready, you can sense back into that sense of aliveness. Or you could just ground yourself into the here and now with the earth element, feeling the heaviness of the body, its solid, relative, stable groundedness here and now. Having a sense of appreciation and respect for just this capacity of the human body that's so more intricate, supportive, and valuable than maybe the limited ways we have related to us over the years. Having a deep sense of appreciation and respect for what's possible in this human existence. We touched into the divine a bit here. You might feel teary-eyed. You might feel a sense of expansiveness. You might just feel overwhelmed, or somehow I touched something and I don't quite know what that was. Try not to judge it. Try not to evaluate it or somehow or another figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. It's allowing the experience that we've had to just be that, an experience that we've had. It doesn't have to mean anything. You could have went all the way up to the causal bodies and I didn't experience nothing. I don't know what Tuwari's talking about. That's okay too. Because this isn't about having a particular experience. We were in the divine. Whether you felt it as the divine or call it the divine, call it the spiritual, that's all okay. We were in there. And so this is just about connecting to these levels of consciousness and beginning to trust that they are a part of who we are. It's a package deal. It's like dating someone who has kids. It comes with the package. Okay.